You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
How many hats do you own?
4. Why do you always want to go swimming?
Because I like to be wet.
Is that sexy?
Yes.
How many records do you have?
0.
What's your favorite criminal record you have?
I have 3 misdemeanors.
Did you ever guilty of them?
Hold on, let me ask you questions. Yeah, of course I was guilty.
Guys, are you loving these questions? Well, you can find them online and with a visual. I'm Sabrina Jalise.
I'm Lisa, and Sabrina doesn't treat me right.
I think she's worst behavior.
Check out our web series.
Please
how many
watch
questions?
Our web series. Hashtag. How many questions? Hashtag how many questions?
YouTube.
You can find it online, and we nailed it.
Don't you know you are
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my, it's mine, and it's a sexy podcast, isn't it? Look at it from head to toe, just a beautiful Brazilian style haircut on top with Brazilian soccer fan makeup on the face of this podcast. And if you look at the toes, it's got sexy little niblets and giblets that you just bite off and chew like chicken nuggets. This is the sexiest podcast in the world with a goddamn sexy guest today. We got to stand up, queued up, readied up, and let me just make sure it's on the right. Yeah, we're going to get her a little bit of a state. I know this is a very scary thing, and it's mostly what I do this for. I've started to... Megan, calm down. Her name is Megan Gailey. Applause break. Calm down. The crowd is wet. The floor has a small 2-inch puddle. That was a sexy joke. What I do is I play people stand up. I get them nervous.
Oh, my God.
Obviously, she's having slight aneurysm, but it's to get my status up.
Okay.
Here you are, vulnerable, while I play your stand-up. If you did this to me,
we wouldn't be friends.
I'd cut your nipples off and sell them on eBay.
If I can't get married, I at least want to be a Disney princess.
Disney princess.
I got my first Disney princess costume in 1992. It was the Belle costume. I remember it cost $75, and like, we had money, but my mom was scared still. Because my dad came home and he was just screaming at her, like, are you crazy for a 6-year-old, $75? And I was just clutching the costume, laying in my gorgeous Laura Ashley canopy bed. And like, thinking to myself, like, oh my God, my parents are gonna get a divorce. I'm gonna get so many more presents. They didn't, unfortunately. My dad just came and yelled at me. He burst through the door and he was like, you're gonna wear that dress every fucking day. That's what you do when you're angry, dad. He was like, you're gonna wear that dress to school. You're gonna wear that dress to tennis lessons. You're gonna wear that dress to prom. You're gonna wear that dress when you graduate from medical school. I was like, I don't know what the fuck you think I am, dad. You're gonna wear that dress when you get married. You're gonna wear that dress when you get divorced. You're gonna wear that dress when you find out you got divorced because your husband was cheating on you as a 19-year-old that works at the snack shop at the country club. You're gonna wear that dress when you find out your one and only son is a homosexual. You're gonna wear that dress every day until you die. And I was 6 years old, so I'm like, best punishment ever.
That was my guest, Megan Gailey, wearing the dress right now.
I'd never take it off.
I also wanted my parents to get divorced.
Two Christmases.
I also just wanted drama. Like, I just wanted...
No,
because for, like, a biography, like, I noticed... You know, when you watch biographies, there's always some sort of, like...
Trauma, yeah.
Eminem.
Right. You wanted Eminem's life. You were like,
no, not even Eminem. I think, like, even... Name any celebrity.
Mariah Carey. Her parents...
Her father was abusive. Her mother separated. Opera singer. Uncle dragged her face on a carpet every morning.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's weird.
I had a friend and her parents got divorced.
Did her face get dragged on carpet? The ultimate bad childhood?
No. Her parents got divorced and then they got remarried. But when they were divorced, I remember her being like, yeah, we went to Old Navy today and my mom spent $250 and my dad spent $450.
Oh my
and
God.
I was like, my parents
did you buy
divorced.
The whole Old Navy?
Yeah, no, they bought everything.
They bought the chain.
Uh-huh. They bought the commercials.
You could get so many things for $450 plus $200 at Old Navy.
There's nothing. Now they sell food.
No.
Yeah, they sell like Kind bars. They sell Clif bars.
No.
Because I think people go and they're there so long that then...
Do you go to Old Navy so long?
I think so. Listen,
do you?
I don't... You've already embarrassed me. Yeah, sometimes I'm there for a long time because you forget there's other. You're like, oh, but yeah, there's
okay. So you're like
plus.
Practical bougie because Megan's yes. clearly, you can tell by her voice. You can tell by if you've seen any of her stand up.
My voice.
She's got it all in terms of being in the 1%. Do you think your family's in the 1%?
My dad signs emails that way.
No. That's his signature.
Yeah, because it makes my sister-in-law really upset. So like whenever he's sending stuff, he'll be like, we're doing this and this and this and this. Love the 1%.
Oh my God.
It's a fun sort of like, I don't even think he is.
But okay. But you're a happy family.
Very happy.
Yeah.
Very happy.
Because sometimes.
So happy.
So happy. Well, one thing that I've kind of like observed is in like having all these wealthy friends in New York City. That's right. I got rich friends. Now you want to listen to this podcast, don't you? But like, it does seem like there is something, life is all about balance. And like, with the luck of being very wealthy comes like all sorts of other shit, baggage.
Yeah.
Stuff.
I think we were just like, we weren't crazy rich.
Yeah.
We were,
the $75 dress was a thing.
Yeah. We were like just upper middle class enough that like there weren't the added issues. Like it wasn't like people are trying to steal from us. It was like we would fight about like who was going to put the cover on the boat. Like those were like the type of like family issues we would have.
Yeah. That's good. That's a perfect amount. So you're probably not in the 1%.
No, I don't think so.
Should we call your dad and tell him?
Yeah. No, I mean, he's probably in. Yeah. He would be glad, I think, to not be in it. Yeah, he would say something about taxes, for sure. That's all. It's always, Megan, these taxes.
Do you pay taxes, Megan?
I mean, aren't we legally obligated to? I think I do.
That's the right answer.
Okay.
You win. You win this Ninja Turtles trailer.
No, I mean, he has to do it. Hilarious.
What's up, Angel Cakes?
Awesome.
Let's rock and roll, boys.
Epic. A visual marvel. Anyway.
Today's podcast brought to you by the people who cast Ninja Turtles with black people's voices and the union fighting for white people's voices to be the Ninja Turtles voice.
I like
you
it.
You slice it. Ninja Turtles delivers.
Delivers black people's voices and white voiceover people are out of work.
When they said epic, then nothing actually happened. They were like, epic. Silence. That's, I mean, maybe we missed something.
No, it was just a shot of a pizza box.
Okay, that's all it was.
Listen, I've got to get really personal with you. I was in Montreal with your best friend, Lisa, mm-hmm. and we did see someone furiously fingering
his butthole.
Asshole.
It's weird to wake up in the morning to two separate people texting you that someone is fingering their butthole. It's like,
and
listen,
we never took a picture. It's weird that you'll take a picture if someone's like ass crack is showing, but like there's a line that people cross where it's just like, oh no, I can't.
No. Because who do you send that to? Me.
World star hip hop.
It's like I'm trying to enjoy my free Hampton Inn breakfast.
Okay,
and
so
all
you
I
got
keep...
Hampton, me, cut to you while we're watching this person finger his
cut
asshole.
Cut to me having a hard Hampton Inn biscuit. Getting a text that a Canadian man is fingering his butthole, and then
I mean, some would say he was getting his hard Hampton Inn biscuit, if you know what I mean. I mean, there's just certain types of things that you can say, and they're just jokes because if you start with some would say and allude some. That it's sexual
and a southern accent
and have this sort of creepy little southern accent.
I mean, I guess I should feel honored that I was the first person both of you
thought about.
Yeah, I saw a woman getting fingered on the street.
Did
here.
You ever get your bum fingered?
Get my bum fingered?
Yeah.
No, I think people have tried.
I think people have tried mine too.
No, I don't think you. I think you're in the wrong spot. I think you're confused.
Just for the sake of complete honesty, I just took a poopy. It's classy if you stretch it out. Little tiny squirts.
Oh, that's funny.
And also just left the spicy flavor in my bum that makes me feel weird about sitting.
Like, you know, rabbit pellets or like a broken
like
froyo
a rabbit,
machine.
Rabbit pellets that have been put in a broken froyo machine.
Wow. What did you eat?
Chili.
Oh. You would think that would be like
foolproof.
That'd be like a full on.
A full poop.
Like a Super Bowl poop.
Yeah, no, it was not a generous helping, but wow. I just feel like it was enough. So pointless because I didn't get any of the toxins out.
And you still feel like bloated.
But it just like made my bum spicy bum. You know, spicy bum, like, your bum hole's like,
no, like it's hot.
It's hot. It doesn't want to sit down and stretch in different ways on a seat.
It would have like the voice from a commercial, like,
you know? Yes. Like a Ninja Turtle.
Like a Tabasco commercial voice. That's what it was. I'm sorry.
Our sponsor is Tabasco.
Do you bring baby wipes places?
No, because there's also that controversy about my pussy smells like my pussy. Don't try to make it smell like a baby wipe.
I was unaware.
You've never heard of that controversy?
Unaware of this.
I just know that some female comics have. I think, I mean, the comics that I like that are just like, yeah, why are they marketing vaginal wipes? Your vagina is supposed to smell like a vagina. But I never thought about the practical use of them to just like wipe your bum. Actually, when growing up, we would wash our bum every time we had a poo. And that's
how,
a South
though?
Asian thing.
Like with a bidet?
Well, it was very embarrassing because in every bathroom in our house, we had a little, in Canada, milk comes in bags. Shout out to Canada when
milk comes
in bags.
Milk comes in bags?
I mean, I know it sounds ridiculous.
Like a
like
box
bags.
Wine? Like if
yes.
you open the box wine
there's
and there's
the bag.
The,
yeah, yeah. So
like
and then you put
thing.
It in a, it's very environmentally friendly.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Okay.
So then we have milk jugs that you put the bags into.
Uh-huh.
Does any other, shout out to the world. Now, does anybody in the world have this same sort of circumstance with milk? Give me a shout out. Write in. Tweet out. Coming in. Comments? I'm into them.
I'm sure some, where did, I mean, I don't think Canada just
invented
that.
Well, probably not.
You guys are pretty big into inventing things. inventing capital of the world.
Blackberries.
Really?
And milk
bags.
Storage
milk
bags.
Bags.
Okay, listen, can we just get back to the story at hand?
How you would wipe your
poop. We had the milk jugs in all of the bathrooms. And like when you're younger, something like that, you don't want to like tell people that you wash your ass more than they do. Even though it's a cleaner thing. But then every time you'd get out of the bathroom, they'd be like, brown girl with the brown poo hands.
Oh my God, that's what they
would. That's what I feared that they would say.
Which they actually
they probably would have. Yeah. Of course they would have.
It's an easy.
I said it about myself, just torturing myself about being different.
It's an easy kid joke.
Yes.
If you can bring the color of your skin to poop.
Link it to poo and then connect it to a real poo story.
Third grade slam dunk.
Bam.
Worst.
Can you sue over just that?
That was
shout out to Drake. I went to your store in Toronto at Claremont and Dundas and purchased $150 worth of Drake clothes. Took a picture with your friends on the street.
Motherfucker never loved us.
And people on Instagram think I'm friends with you. Shout out to Drake.
How many clothes does that buy you?
Just three pieces of clothing.
Oh, okay. I thought it was gonna be
one T-shirt, one tank, one tankini.
Okay.
Which is a tank top.
Mm-hmm.
But I call it tanky
to be
you know,
sexy.
If we edited, I'd probably edit that out. It showed insecurity. It showed that I stumble over my words. It showed that I was trying too hard. And then a hat that I'm wearing right now.
That you have on.
Yeah.
Okay, so you would clean your butt.
I'd clean my butt.
In the butt bucket.
Not in the butt bucket. You wouldn't like put your bum in the milk bucket.
Just dip it in there.
You would fill it with lukewarm water, cold if you were in a rush, which was always a disaster, and then pour it over your bum and then clean all the crevices of your butthole.
I think that's
that's practical. Like there's no better way to clean your bum.
I think that's great.
I think it's great too. So now as a young woman, I'm proud to talk
about
this.
You're embracing your past.
I'm embracing it. But as a kid, when my friends would come over, I'd be like, oh, that's just the milk bucket. Oh, you know, in case if you got milk or like, you know, the one that I actually stuck to was when the toilet overflows and you got to just take all the water out. So it's right there for when the toilet overflows.
But then that's embarrassing because it seems like you overflow the toilet constantly.
Yes, yes.
That you have to have a, because when I go into a bathroom and there's a plunger just sitting
that's
there,
what
it's
you
like,
assume.
You're just waiting for an issue.
Yeah.
But I appreciate it too because it's like, I don't have to, there doesn't have to be that like, oh, hey guys, I'm going to go down to your basement for a second.
just look sort around. Of bang around the
and
storage room.
If I come back and I have something in my hand, just, I don't know, keep eating hummus and let me do what I have to do.
Oh my God, when my parents visited a couple months ago, the first thing that my dad did was clog the toilet. And then they were like so obnoxious about the lack of good plungers that we had because they could, like we had two plungers and they're like, oh no, these are garbage. These are not good. And they're just, I'm like, you're judging me, you
insulting.
Just now, Megan, what was your childhood like? Did anyone drag your face on a carpet?
Well, I
a la Mariah Carey.
I had really mean brothers. We were Lisa
really?
Lisa immigrated from Russia And someone and that's was
what
like,
you blame their personality
like,
defect.
What was your? I did a podcast before this, and this was
oh
brought
my God.
Up too.
This girl's a whole.
You guys, I'm a marathon. I know. I am kind of a podcast whore. No, my brother. I did another brother. Fucking never
loved her. Go ahead.
That was. I like it though.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's like I think there's a station called Hot 97. And it's kind of like
New York.
In New York. Yeah, it's like a hip hop station. I feel like they originated.
Is that what Wendy Williams was on?
I think so.
I always wonder. Yeah, is she still on the radio?
I mean, let's be honest. Wendy Williams was on a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? Pills, 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 drugs, 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 drugs. You know, insanity. It's funny.
I use makeup wipes to wash my body now.
Your whole body?
If I can't shower, I take like.
When can you not shower? Oh, I guess
when
I mean that's
not
like a crazy thing. When are you not near falling water?
When I choose not to, you've seen our shower too. It's like a coffin.
It's a weird thing. No, it's like 9 feet deep and 1 foot wide.
It has to be illegal. There's no way. It would be. It'd be like
if you walk to the end. There's an old man.
Here's a coffin. We'll put a spout.
Yeah.
And then charge $2,000 and see if we can find two idiots to call it their love nest, and they. Fucking
they
won. They duped us. Yeah, sometimes I don't want to shower. I'm constantly trying to get my vagina not to smell like a vagina. That's like my number one.
I hate when it
goal.
Smells too much like a vagina. Yeah. Like, ugh, like when you're on your second day of your period and it's like, ugh, why do I smell like nobody cleaned the turtle tank? Like, that's what it smells and like. Then, and you're like, how do I respect myself conversationally? Like, how do I go out there in the world and act like I doesn't smell like my vagina killed 9 turtles and refuses to get rid of the bodies?
I don't want to smell like a bag of wet nickels, you know? I want to smell beautiful. I don't want to smell like you got. I mean, what do you do when you have turtle tank puss next to hot butt? And then just you have to go and live
oh,
your
no,
life.
Oh, no, that's what you do have, too, because when you're... Okay, by the way, it's I know I've told you this information before on this podcast, but it's one single lone baby that's slip-sliding away. Slip-sliding away.
Oh,
just one over the course of 4 days. It's not like... I used to think it was like a man's splooge where it was like thousands of babies
wow.
leaving me. But it's just the body of the egg of the one unfertilized child
clinging
that's like,
to your uterus.
Thanks for being a lesbian. All of us are going this way. This is the worst. I'm going to smell real hard out of resentment.
Do you think they know? Do you think like?
Yeah, I think the smellier they are, the more angry they are that they didn't get to be your kid.
But do you think like your coming eggs are like, we've heard. We're done.
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
done for.
Yeah. Actually, they're probably all gay because they're only with women eggs. This is very scientifically probably incorrect.
I
have a phone call coming in, and I will be answering it. Hello?
Hello, calling from the Innovative Artist. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great, thanks. I'm just wondering if you've gotten my email about an Amazon / MTV audition tomorrow at 10:45.
I'll be there.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Do you
wow.
think I'll get it?
I think so. What is it for?
I'm still talking to her.
A flash
Do you think I'll get it?
Yes.
Sorry, do you think I'll get it, babe? Hello? Well, she clearly heard that you were talking to me too and hung up.
What was
I'm trying to schmooze here. God.
What was it for?
Well, let's just say it's a MTV Amazon project that, you know, could be anything really. They probably requested me and I'm probably booked.
Wow. Congrats.
That's my commercial agency, and I've never booked anything. I've never been on hundreds. No, I've booked small little things, but never the big guys when, you know, that's mm-hmm. what I want. That's why you go out there. You keep on doing it in life to land that good commercial.
Yeah,
that's like
I got that energy commercial.
You know what? I knew you'd bring up your successes.
I just, that's the one. That's
you got an energy commercial? Oh, yeah.
The energy company in Chicago.
How much dollar you get from that?
I can't tell.
Oh, shut up.
I got 400 bell costumes.
You ain't know now, you know now. You ain't know now, you know now. $400 bills?
No, 400 bell costumes.
Bell costumes?
I count, that's my currency. I don't use dollars. Just how many bell costumes I could buy.
Costumes of a bell?
Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, Belle from Beauty and the Beast. Call back to
I'm trying to call back my own James with a toothbrush. Shit.
Niggas still playing my old shit.
Okay. I was like, she doesn't get it. Now I'm going to have to explain it. What? And that's going to be embarrassing.
Here's the thing. There were
I'm trying to call back my own joke. I got insecure.
I'm already getting tweets. I'm getting tweets from the internet. People got the joke. I was too focused on the production value of my podcast playing here, looking at you there, wondering why I don't have a water here. You know, there was too much going on. And so I just thought of it as a princess costume.
No, I should have just let it go.
No,
I should have been like, never mind.
You know what? No, let's talk about that. Do you find that you don't let things go?
No, I definitely don't let things go.
You don't?
No, I don't think so.
I think I'm getting good at letting things go, but I'm not getting good at just getting straight up depressed over other people's successes sometimes.
You're depressed about other people's successes?
Not depressed, but like...
you still have the tinges.
Yeah, well, actually, like last night...
Mikey, heads up!
Critics are calling Ninja Turtles.
All right, that's enough of that. That was actually a mistake, but it came back into my life as a blessing. Go out and see Ninja Turtles Union for a white voice actress. No, okay, so last night I was hanging out with Lisa, and then she had mentioned like a bunch of meetings and stuff that she had had or something like that. And then, I don't know, like, and I said out loud to her, like, I said, like, it's something that's real, that, like, when someone else is busy, I immediately will, and I've talked about this on the podcast before, that it is a process to try to train your mind to not see it as anything to judge what's going on with you over.
But that's human instinct.
It's human instinct, yeah. And I actually taught a comedy workshop in Toronto just to build myself back up again. A bunch of the questions were like, how do you deal with jealousy?
These people that are looking to get into stand-up, or they're already in it?
Some of them are already in it. I think it was people that are already in it. Yeah,
if you're worried about that, and you haven't even done an open mic, you have just, you got to hang yourself. You're done. Your life is over.
You know what? You can guest on the next workshop, because this is good. This is good stuff.
You guys have some serious...
19 girls died in Toronto after a comedy workshop led by Megan Gailey. To sign up for the next workshop.
No, when people tell me now that they want to do stand-up, I'm like, don't do it. You'll be bad.
Yeah, you know what? It was kind of cool because I had just left Just for Laughs, and Just for Laughs was like a really fun experience where I like kind of got my boner back.
So you felt positive and happy.
I felt positive. I like made a decision about who was managing me, and like left a manager and went with a different manager, and felt like I was taking control, and like shot this series of videos called How Many Questions, available August 11th. Go on YouTube. How Many Questions? It's good. With Lisa, but it's the thing is, and then it was two different experiences. Lisa was doing New Faces, and I had like my day of like, I did the taping and Broad City hosted it, and it was like, you're a good one, everybody likes you, and like reviews and good stuff. And then, and I still, I mean, I felt positive the whole way through Just for Laughs, but when you do New Faces, there's like a different cachet, and there's just different people have different processes and different things. And so when she was talking about like this other stuff that she'd gotten from the festival, I was like, well, I also was at the festival and I didn't get that stuff. You know, and it's so I woke up kind of with that. But it's weird because you talk and when I was leading this workshop, I was like, guys, you know, like I still struggle with it. Even me, Jebediah Jalise, the originator of female comedy.
No, it is hard when you want to be with all your friends that are seeing a man finger his butthole, you know, when you're left out of that experience.
Yeah. So then, and then there's your experience where you're like, I was working the road, I was doing a different gig, and it wasn't the like Montreal one.
No, it was the Cincinnati one.
Yeah.
The Montreal of Southern Ohio.
Yeah.
this is the thing. I know like the mom thing to do and tell yourself is, everything happens for a reason.
Yes.
And like your thing will happen. And the reason you didn't get something is because something else was out there. But then if you like, but that's okay. If you look at someone's life who's terrible, look at your Facebook friend whose life has turned out the worst.
Let's look them up right now.
That means all of those things, bad things that happened to them, also happened for a reason. And that seems awful. You know, what if my reason things don't happen is because I'm gonna fall off the Brooklyn Bridge? Like I'd rather go to a show. I wanna be with a show.
I wanna instead be of with a show.
Falling off of and dying. You know, that seems people die at like 10.
The one thing that I think is true that I will still, because it's also like disappointing too to have like this renaissance in your career and feel like, oh my God, like everything I was feeling before, I'm like over it. And then someone says something and you're like, oh, mm-hmm. And then like you go into that cycle. Yeah, it feels like it feels like losing a bunch of weight and then like immediately
eating a cake.
Eating a whole cake and gaining it all back.
But these are things that that's why stand up is easier for me to handle, because I lose weight and then eat whole cakes. So when I don't get shows, I'm like, well, then I'm going to eat.
Like the positive thing is
another cake.
The good part with this happened because I wanted carrot cake.
Exactly. I'm just really good.
How does it work with you?
I'm just really good at not getting stuff at this point. I don't ever get anything. So I've gotten...
First of all, the other thing is you just moved here. There's like also a thing with like... there's no doubt in my mind. I'm not hanging out with you people for no reason. Like you, Lisa, and Mateo are people that I've invested in because I'm buying low and selling high. If I got you when you were all up, then
my stock is so low.
I'm buying it.
I would give it away.
Yeah, but I'm buying it.
You did make me a lobster roll, and I feel like that's...
Yeah, why would I make you a lobster roll if you weren't funny? If I didn't think that you were going to get a show that I could write on.
It is so fun when you move someplace, and like moving here, Lisa and I say it feels like we switched high schools, but we had friends at that high school.
At the new high
school. So it wasn't fuck these new girls. You know, it was hey guys, listen, we smoked weed when my parents were out of town. They're pretty cool. Just let them come and hang with us. But then there's people that you don't know. I don't know. Every picture that flashes up on this, I'm like, who's that? Who's that? I think everyone is just a straight version of people I already know. Oh, is that straight Joel Kim? Is that straight Mateo? No, these are real people that I just haven't invested in.
Is that straight Monroe Martin?
Yeah.
It's exciting. You're excited, but you also sometimes maybe overwhelmed, but not really. You guys handle, like, you are so cool. Also, Megan once said to me, she was started having sex with someone regularly. Sorry to air your dirty laundry, but this girl has sex. And she was like, I don't know, like I'm 28, I'm like just moved to New York. Do I really want to like settle down? Which I think is so lost on so many girls because it's marketed, or like not even marketed, your ovaries marketed it to you, and like your Facebook newsfeed markets like to like find it, get the man, have the settle. But you're like a dude like that, and it's very refreshing.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I think that
my father might have disagree, but okay. I fully agree. No, you're...
How does your mother feel?
Oh, she thinks it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, get a fucking bidding war going. What are you... Shut up, Jeff. No, let her do... Yeah. Go... You want to fuck a Jacksonville Jaguar? You do it, girl. You do you. I know that's the worst team in the AFC South, but do you.
I was assuming it was an animal, and I was like, this mom is freaky.
I do. Yeah.
This mom know how to get down.
Dudes from Brooklyn. Bestiality. Men from Harlem. I don't care.
Throw another bestiality in there.
I do care, actually. Well, a little bit. Depending on my state of mind.
Wait, you do care, and your mother cares.
Oh, no. I just want to, on the record, sometimes I care who I'm having sex with.
I bet you do care often.
Okay. Shit, it's like the police asking us questions. Nigga, we don't know shit.
We don't know shit.
Is he from Toronto? Toronto.
He's from Toronto. Yeah. That's part of... I feel like his, you know, I feel like I'm a part of his success.
That's how I feel about David Letterman.
Really?
We're intertwined.
Wait, why?
He's from Indianapolis.
Ooh. Congratulations on David Letterman.
I know,
Megan.
He's been doing great lately. my high school, like when we were taking driver's ed, the route is we would drive by David Letterman's childhood home, and then it was like time to go home. That was like what people did in Indianapolis.
Everyone would take a detour to drive past his old home?
That was just like the route.
Oh, his home. His real home.
His childhood home. But I think his mom lived there. You know, cause she like makes pies and stuff.
Have you ever met her?
No. But I see her on TV. She makes pies on TV.
She makes pies on TV?
Like when it's Thanksgiving.
Oh, man, wouldn't that be nice if you could just get like famous enough so that your mom could make pies on
TV? That's my... I want to be famous so that my brothers can get to do bullshit.
Make pies on TV. Yeah.
When your family members get to do bullshit, that's when you know you're famous.
Yeah. That's like all those Drake friends that I met, like they have like gold teeth and they're like super stoned. And like I'm not starstruck. But I was like hanging out with them for like a little bit because one of them said, "Hey, sexy," and then I was like, "This is an invitation to stay too long."
That you're also not that many people removed.
Like, no,
people that live in North Dakota need to do like 6 degrees.
Yes,
but you, I'm are right like there. 1 degree from Drake.
1 degree from Drake.
Yeah, one. That's what's fun too.
If you had to be one of the Real Housewives of New York City,
I would be Heather.
But yeah, Heather's.
But it's sad that her kid is sick. Yeah.
But that's the reason why you wouldn't want to be Heather? Yeah, I guess.
Oh, no,
that's
the downer. I wouldn't be a good mom to a sick kid. I lack compassion. Like, I would just be like, I don't know. I don't put, put tubes in his ear. You know, like, she's always like, do we do tubes? Do we not do tubes? What are we going to do? It's like, I don't, like, what? Like,
make his whole body out of tubes.
I'm trying to produce Yummy Tummy to make women thin. Just put tubes in his ear.
She's producing Yummy Tummy?
That's her company.
What? How does it work?
It's so her and Spanx are actually in a lawsuit against each other.
Oh, it's so why can Spanx just own that?
Well, that's the thing that she's arguing. She's like, they are trying to sue me, but I'm the little guy. They're the Walmart and I'm, you know.
Yeah, but you can't use that. That doesn't hold up in court where it's like,
I know.
Drake is trying to sue me, but I have less money.
Right.
Sure, I released all the same lyrics on an album and made some money.
Maybe Luann. No.
What did Luann say?
Well, I'm just trying to think who I would. Luann just wears too much turquoise.
Luann just seems like a little bit too looped. She's like, I mean,
she's
we're
so
all
out of touch.
True or false, we're all going to be like so crazy when we're older.
But I hope I'm not crazy enough to think that I can sing a song.
Yeah.
Money can't buy you and then perform it at all my friends' birthday parties.
Let's get that clip.
I hope I'm not that. I think Heather, yeah. Because Kristen's husband's a dick. Ramona's the devil.
Oh, Kristen, also Kristen's opening thing. And then at the reunion when she was like, I don't regret it at all. It's a joke with my husband that I'm an idiot. Right. It's a joke in my abusive relationship that I'm the stupid one.
We're hoping they're going to address the fact that her husband's a jerk.
Yeah, that needs to be addressed.
And she's
can we
like,
just say her opening thing in unison? Yeah.
Okay.
I may not be the sharpest tool in the shed, but I'm pretty. No. 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 No.
I bet she was mad they used that, and then she was like, well, I got to come up with a story. Okay.
I think she's in such an abusive relationship.
Yeah, my husband thinks I'm dumb.
And she's not
good.
That smart, but, like, the husband, yeah, I think the husband just really, like, has got, they've made it very comfortable that she's a dummy and that's just acceptable to.
Yeah. No, she got earrings, and she was like, you're going to get a blowjob. I mean, it's, like, a stereotype, like, weird. What you think. They're
money can't buy you class. Elegance is learned, my friends. Elegance is learned.
Now, guys, we have to interrupt Luann's money can't buy you class. My producer just shot himself in the head with a fake gun. Andrew, what is going on with you?
Fucking hate that whole show. Oh. Everything about it.
He hates women.
He hates.
Andrew hates women.
He hates
Andrew
wives.
Just brought me
he
cold
hates
water.
New York.
Oh, I forgot our most recent sponsor. We're really excited to have them on board. New York City tap water. Have it cold, have it hot, have it however you like. It's coming from the taps.
I drink tap water. You're not a water
drinker? you're not a water drinker, are you?
You don't drink that water, do you?
Ladies and gentlemen, bottom of the barrel podcast.
Oh, yeah.
water.
How many of them have had songs though? So Kim did Don't Be Taught It Fall Apart.
I mean, that's the game is like you go into bear your crazy personality for the world, then you get addicted to the fact that the world knows your crazy personality.
Yes.
Then you create products.
You make either shitty purses, wine, sex toys.
Mm-hmm. Or you copy Spanx and get sued.
No, but she had that business before.
Before Spanx?
Yeah, that's why she's got. Oh. She used to work for Diddy. That's why her thing is. And I'm a true New Yorker. Holla.
Oh, yeah.
She thinks she's like hood. You know? Because she attacks Aviva at one point. And she's like, motherfucker, don't back down from me.
Really?
And then Aviva goes, where'd you learn that? In prison. And then she's
was she in prison?
No, she's from Connecticut.
Aviva's on the way out, right?
Yeah. That's why she pulls stunts, like throwing her leg, her whole dad thing. That's all a stunt. She doesn't want to get
dad,
fired.
That's not her real dad?
No, that's her dad.
Yeah, like her, all of her stuff is not real stuff.
Everything is a stunt to try and stay on the show, which is weird because everyone hates her. If I was on a show where everyone hated me, I would be like, you know what I should do?
I should probably figure
out a way to keep doing this.
Yeah, isn't there another one of those in another Real Housewives that like everybody's like, why are you here? Atlanta. The princess in it. Do you not watch Atlanta? Because that's racist.
Of course I watch Atlanta.
Gone with the Wind, beautiful.
Oh, Phaedra. Or not Phaedra. Kenya.
No, Kenya. Yeah, Kenya. Yeah. Like, everyone's like, why are you here?
Well, and she hires men to be her
fake boyfriends. Yeah.
No, a lot of these women have gone into bankruptcy and debt trying to prove that they're rich.
Yes.
It's like created. Teresa.
I mean, these will be the new Bible stories.
the Vicky Gundelsons of the world.
That's the Vicky Gundys.
You got to learn your lessons.
Don't be a Gundy.
From her two failed marriages and Brooke's relationship.
Now let's get back to you, Megan.
Okay. This is me, though.
What is wrong with you? What makes you want to throw a leg, girl? but you feel like everything good in New York? What do you feel like if you were? Okay, I'll tell you. When I was moving to New York, people before I came here were like, it's going to be really hard. Like, it's really intense there. And I was like, ugh, whatever. I get everything. Don't worry. And then I came here and was like, nobody like me. But you came here with a friend and like a presence in New York. You guys are doing it way more efficiently and in comedy ways better. How do you feel?
Well, I think that it's helpful that we had friends here too. You know, like in the last year, there's been 12 to 15 of my like closest friends from Chicago that were already here.
Yeah.
So even if I moved here and I have the social skills of, say, a Drew Michael, you know, I can still find friends. You know, I can still have a built-in support system. No, I actually love
it. So you feel like it's been like a smooth transition? From
no,
Chicago.
I mean, I definitely, it has been smooth. Like looking for apartment sucked, but it's like, I knew that was going to suck. I've cried on the street while men were hitting on me. You know, that wasn't
what
fun.
What made you cry?
Well, no, I was crying. My mom was telling me my dad was having surgery and they didn't realize, I mean, my back was to them. So they were like, yeah, mommy. Hey, girl. And then I turn around and it's just a white woman sobbing on an iPhone. And they're like, oh, no. You do you. My bad. Whatever you. Okay. I bet it's your dad. I don't know what white people cry about, but good luck to him. Bless you. You still look good.
I'll still fuck you, girl.
Yeah, I'll cry. Yeah, I see why you're crying. Onion booty.
Made your face wet.
There's ups and
onion
downs.
Onion booty?
Yeah, that's what they call. Haven't you ever, hasn't a man ever told you that you made him cry? This was in high school.
Wait, a man said you made me cry? Oh, onion booties, because yeah, you're so beautiful, you make me cry?
Yeah, I think cutting the onion makes you cry. I don't fucking
I've been
know.
Called
I was 15.
Turtle pussy.
That's
but he was also crying.
That's a compliment though. Turtle puss. No. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle puss.
I did watch gay male porn today.
You did?
Yeah.
See, when I watch porn, I watch girl on girl.
Ew.
Is that weird?
That's weird.
I don't like the men.
They have like long nails. It's
know,
like not
them,
relatable.
But I don't like the men. That's why I don't want them. The men are gross to me.
I think man on man sex is the best one because men, gay men are so sexual that like, you know, both parties are like into it.
Yeah. Okay.
But I kind of also like the like gender role. River, obviously, like that turns me on that like they're supposed to be like, they're not, it's not expectant that this like jock is into another guy, but like, here we go. He's into it.
So you're just like a feel good story.
I need a feel good story. So yeah, for sure. Okay. Don't you want a feel good story with
you
your
like, you like a jock and a nerd.
Yeah.
You like the
she's
all that.
I mean, I don't watch a lot. Yeah, I like the
porn.
She's all that. I prefer to call it the Pygmalion.
You want there to be a makeover and a prom scene where
roses
someone unexpected
given away.
Wins. Yeah. I guess I like a feel good. I love a makeover though. Not in porn, just.
Makeover. In general.
Oh, God. I love it so much. Makeover shows. I want to give someone a makeover. Lisa and I constantly are like, we should give people makeovers. We should have a show, and we only have people on it that need.
But you have no credentials?
we have credentials?
You don't have. You can't tell me what. You can't tell me you would cut my hair and decide on a cut.
No,
that would,
no. Just like outfit changes. No. If we wanted someone to get their hair and makeup done, we would bring in. We're like the Stacey and Clinton.
Okay, cool. Gotcha. That's a good. I buy that. I buy low, sell high on that. Now, we're needing investors. $10, $20, whatever you can give to get this project up and running. The Lisa, Megan, and Sabrina on the top making that good money behind the scenes.
Yeah, makeovers. A makeover show. But then if people get booked for it, they're probably insulted.
Of course.
Then they know, they think
but
I
like so
like
many
shit.
Comics would benefit.
Oh, yeah. But most of them are disgusting and are still having sex, so.
That's true.
What do I know?
Do you want to list some names?
Mm-hmm.
I have
them actually tattooed on my arm, a list of ugly men that have gotten fucked after an open mic set.
Do you know how sexist that is? Do you know how fucking chauvinist that is?
I guess I never looked at it that way.
Do you want to call my mother?
Yeah.
Do you want to ask her questions?
Yeah.
Do you know what this is about?
Vaguely, I think.
Tell me what you know about this pod.
That we get to call your parents and talk to them.
That is correct.
Okay. I nailed it. What's your mom's name? I'm not going to call her that, but
Ursula Fry.
So she kept her last name.
Yes, she definitely did. Nobody's like touching Jalice. Nobody wants Jalice at all. You can't give it away.
Why? It's a fun name.
That's what I think.
Jalice. It's
Jalice.
Makes you happy when you say it too. It sounds fancy.
Actually, the Pharrell song was supposed to be called Jalice, but
instead of Happy.
I wanted a cut, he switched it to Happy.
Let's call this lady.
Does she know we're calling?
Yeah, she makes me book her months in advance.
Oh, okay, she's busy.
If I call her the morning of, she's always at home anyway. But she's like, that's very short notice. But I guess I'll leave the garden for a while. She sent me. Maybe I got the number wrong.
Is this a reflection of me?
Probably. You should take this as a
person. Hello?
Daddy, it's your daughter right now. I'm your motherfucking daughter. Hi.
Okay, good. But you want your speaker, right?
Are you a robot or a interactive person?
Yeah, I'm a. This is a phone answering service.
All right. Press 1
for... If you are looking for... Ursula, press 1.
Beep.
One sec.
We've never had a relationship. That's the closest I've got to him.
Okay. Usually they don't say, okay,
hello.
Yo, girl, what's up? You live on the radio. We got to hear something. We'll get your opinion. All the time. Well, I say you.
Yes, excuse me, but that's a mumbo jumbo.
That's true. That is a classic mumbo jumbo. My mother actually worked as a mumbo-jumbo classifier. And, Mommy, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah.
We have Megan Gailey in the studio. Great friend.
Hi.
I'm glad it's a name I can pronounce. Hi, Megan.
Hi, how are you?
My mom hates when I have
I'm
ethnic
fine,
people as
you?
Guests.
I don't hate it, but I told you to send me an email with the name before because I don't want to sound stupid.
Yeah, and like how to say it. That's what a good daughter would do.
You don't want to sound mumbo-jumbo like some people?
No, I don't like to, you know, sound like I've got, a problem.
Say the R word, Mom. Say it.
I've got to tell you something funny. We went to play tennis yesterday.
I love tennis.
In a different place.
Yeah?
And, well, we are very bad. We're not very good. Man came in a car with two young adults with him, two men. And they got out of the car, they parked right by the tennis court, and then they were hugging each other. Yeah. And I thought, you know, like kind of crazy, but they were kind
because
of
they
like,
were hugging.
I don't want to say the word, like they were development challenged. They were just hanging on to the tennis court fence right behind Dad. And they were watching us for about half an hour and then giving their comments, but you couldn't really understand what they were saying.
Okay.
But I thought it was so cute. It was like an outing for them, right? And they probably liked to watch that.
You guys were the show.
So, you know, first I was a bit frustrated and I thought, you know, like they're just watching us. And then, you know, it's such a cute thing that this older man is doing for these two young adults. Maybe that's what they do every, you know, whatever it was. I don't know if it was Sunday or Monday. You know, he maybe does that for them, takes them out on different little outings, you know. But that was their outing, and they were so happy, you know. They were clapping sometimes and, you know, then hugging each other again, you know.
Maybe they were together. Funny. Do you think they were gay?
No, they were not gay, Sabrina. They were.
Why would that be so bad? That's better if they found each other.
But they were not. They were just, you know, developmentally.
Don't give them that
challenged.
Much diversity.
You know, I don't want to say the word, you know, because it's politically incorrect, you know.
Those
the
two
R-word.
Men were new faces in Montreal.
All right.
Mommy?
That's fine. Yeah?
I told you the story about the man fingering his butthole, right?
Yeah, I don't want to hear about that. That's so
I told
gross.
It over dinner.
That's really, really bad.
No,
I
she
mean,
told
honestly.
Me, too. That's what she texted me, and that's the text message I woke up to in the morning. From her and then from another person. Yeah, that was my wake-up call. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was really great.
That would have gotten you out of bed quickly, wouldn't it?
It shot me out of bed.
And straight in the bathroom to do a little bum search. You know what I'm saying? Bum searches. Bum searches, yeah.
I used to book the outings for a retirement community. We never went and watched people just play tennis. We went to, like, plays.
Yeah, I'm surprised that there were no policemen taking him away. I mean, this is really too much.
The mentally challenged people watching you play tennis?
No, the man with the butthole. I got confused.
No, I'm like, wow, you really flipped on that. Like, it was beautiful, you know? But I'm surprised that
they weren't arrested.
That the mentally challenged police didn't come and put them in the clunker where they belong. Mommy?
Yeah. Yeah?
Did you just cry a little bit?
It's so humid here.
It is very humid. You guys,
cry.
Mommy.
It's very humid, yeah.
Have you ever cried? When was the last time you cried?
I kind of cried a little bit last Wednesday evening.
Oh,
kind
when the family came?
We recently
are like bridging the gap between my Muslim family that said, oh, you're gay? Bye. And then now they're like, wait, we didn't say bye. We were just not talking to you for a year.
So now they're back.
Now they're back. And then they like kind of raped their way into my mom's life where they like forcibly, like my mom was like, don't come over. And then they were like, here we come. So, 55 of us.
So it was like a cry of like happiness.
No, not. No. Was it a happy cry, Mom?
No, it wasn't that.
Oh, it
cry.
Wasn't.
No.
It was a frustration cry.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, that link that you sent me about five things much important than being right, it's kind of, you know, goes in that direction a little bit too.
So tell the audience, because they don't even know that I produce everything you say.
Well, it's an article in the Huffington Post, and it says five things much more important than being right. And this guy who's writing the article, his name is Scott Stabile. He's a screenwriter and author with a deep love for laugh. And see, he's saying, like,
that's,
you know,
that's not necessarily the part I need you to recap.
I'm interested.
You know, like, we don't like to be wrong. We always want to be right. And he's just saying, like, we don't always have to be right. And then he's saying, like, he's giving you five steps on how you could actually detach yourself from wanting to be right. But I think it's just, to me, you know, when I know somebody is wrong, I don't like to just
So you read the article
it.
And you're like, I can't
this
give it
wrong.
Up.
Well, it's not that I want to put them down or anything, but if I know 100% that they're wrong, I can't just leave it. That's the problem. And he says we should try to leave it because, you know,
it becomes your own baggage.
The other people
also becomes your own baggage.
The other people, you know.
Yeah, but
and then he's talking about, you know, he's also talking about forgiveness. And you know what? I mean, you just I can't forgive everything for everybody. It all depends what they did. You know, if it's a small thing, it's not a big deal. You know, you don't make a big fuss about it. But, you know, some things in life, you can't forgive unless, you know, you feel that they feel sorry for what they did. You know, that's the thing.
Yeah, I guess in a perfect world, all of these, like, articles and tips you could adopt, but we're human.
So
this is pretty deep.
You know, that would be number four, would be forgiveness. Like the first, he said, the first one is openness, to be open, you know, and let other people have their opinions, of course. Like, you know, like you can't always agree on everything. There's, like, it's not, life is not like black and white. You know, there's a lot of gray areas. And the second is detachment, like try to detach yourself, you know, from your passionate views. And then humility, like don't put people down, you know, just because you, you know, your ego wants you to be right. And then four is forgiveness. And then five is kindness. And he's saying this, Dr. Wayne Dyer famously wrote, when given the choice between being right and being kind, choose kind, you know.
Okay.
So
you're basically saying, like, this is the summary of the article, but it's bullshit.
I'm not saying it's bullshit, but I think, I mean, he's saying himself it's very difficult because I think it's in human nature that you want to be right, you know. So he himself says he has a problem, you know, that he wants to be right, and it's, you know, it's hard. But he's just saying just try these five things and, you know, see if it helps.
All right, so then I guess this week for our podcast listeners, we're telling them, like, these are some things that you can do if you don't. Ursula Fry's up in Toronto being a badass with you on some of them. But just keep in mind, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean,
are we flirting?
You know what? You can read things and you can agree with the things, but you know yourself in your heart that, you know, you just can't follow all these steps. Like, some of these steps you just cannot. Even though maybe you might agree that it might be a good idea, but you just can't.
Okay.
You know, everybody's different. You know, that's what I'm saying.
Can I ask you a question unrelated to the article?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a dog? Is there a dog in the background?
A dog?
The question is, is there a dog in the background?
It's my little Yorkie.
You have a Yorkie?
It's my little Yorkie, and my niece is here. She was here all day.
What's the dog's name?
So, ask Sabrina. She
named her.
The
dog's name is Cootie. I bought her by accident, and then I gave it to my parents teenage pregnancy style when
I
was 18.
How do you buy a dog by accident?
I fell in love with this girl in Montreal, and she worked at a pet store, and if she worked at, like, a Radio Shack, I would have bought an iPod, but I bought a dog instead.
Oh,
and then
no.
I lived with my parents at the time, and I was like,
you
guys don't know.
Cootie.
Because she told me to name it Cootie. If she said Hitler, I would have been like, great, I'm in love with you. I'm realizing I'm gay.
Did you even ever get to go out with her?
I did have quite a scandal with her,
okay.
But that's for another time. And
so Cootie at least had a reason, like a purpose.
Cootie's
but you know,
reason
Dina,
was to
I
make me gay.
I would have named her maybe Mini-Me
or
Queen Latifah. These were the two names that...
I think it's not too late for Queen Latifah, but it is too late to keep talking because we do have to wrap this up. Mom, you have been a gem of wisdom, of growth, of spurts, of splooge, of porn, everything. You have been everything to me today.
I'm just a human being, okay?
All right, and with that... I'm going to hang
say,
up on you.
I would say with a kind heart.
With
okay?
a kind heart.
At least that, step number five, I can say I think I have a kind heart.
Well, we'll get the audience to vote in based on what you've said in all the episodes, and we'll get next week
okay,
find out.
Let me know.
Does the audience feel
know.
That my mother, Ursula Fry,
okay.
has a true kind heart? Goodbye, Mom.
Bye, Ursula. Bye, Cootie.
Bye, Dina. Bye,
Bye.
Megan. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
I love that she's straight up racist about people's names, where she's like, oh, thank God, a white person. Okay. Because Aparna Nancherla really fucked me up. ladies and gentlemen, it has been an absolute pleasure to be with you
it's
in your earbuds.
Pleasure.
It's been Megan's pleasure. Megan, any last words to my listeners? They're devout.
Where are they coming from, different parts of the world?
Mostly
Canada.
Mostly they're in Ibiza.
Ibiza?
This mostly just broadcasts to all the Pacha clubs.
Well, to Ibiza, thank you so much for listening. I don't even know if that's a real place.
You can call it pizza for short.
Okay.
You don't know Ibiza?
No, what's Ibiza?
Oh my God, it's Ibiza.
I don't...
It's Ibiza.
What's Ibiza?
Guys,
it in like the... I don't even want to guess.
You know what? I wanted to follow my mother's guidance, but you're a fucking idiot, Megan. We're done.
I know, but I'm wrong, but I have a kind heart. Isn't that what it said? Be wrong, but be nice. Be dumb, but be good. As a head pokes it.
Goodbye.
Get out of here, Anne Frank.
ladies and gentlemen, we have been finished now.
Stone cold. No. don't you know you are my hardest?